Soundstripe.
I can't accept the loss, I'm hard-headed. There's a little bit of madness to my method. Many falling off that fine line that I'm treading. I risk anything to be great, and I'm not letting nobody rob me of my victory.
Hello, welcome to Takeoffs and Touchdowns, Machinist Talking Football. This is episode number 4 for week number 4 in the 2023-24 NFL football season. I'm Kevin, and I'm here with Keith and Wade. How you guys doing?
I'm doing great, Kev. My Pats had a huge divisional win against the Jets, and I'm hoping for another victory against the Cowboys this week.
I'm doing great, Kev. Thanks for asking. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm currently in negotiations up in Edmonton, so I'm on the road this week trying to get better our membership. So talking about football, I went 2-2 this week. I'm 500. Arizona with a huge upset over Dallas kind of got me. And the Jets, I figured their run game would do a little bit better. With that being said, I know our special guest last week was 3-1. How about you guys? How'd you do last week?
I'm holding steady with another 500 week. Keith, how about you?
I was 3-1, makes it 10-2 over the season, boys. I'll lay my championship on the line this week.
We'll see how you do this week.
Well, each week of the NFL season, we have a different guest where we'll talk about what is going on in their world. And then we'll give our picks for the upcoming slate of NFL games. To keep up to date with what's coming up and a look at our year-to-date record, be sure to like our Takeoffs and Touchdowns Facebook page. I hope you enjoy this episode, and let's get straight into it.
We have a very special guest joining us today, someone I have known personally for 20 years and I work very close with, IAM Canada Communications Representative Frank Septel. How you doing, Frank?
I'm awesome. Thanks for having me. I love to be here.
We love having you. Frank, you were the founder of the Canadian Labor International Film Festival and currently sit on the board of directors. Can you tell us about CLIF and what you have upcoming?
Absolutely. CLIF is the only labor film festival in Canada, and it's the only national labor film festival anywhere in the world. And you know what blows my mind is this is our 15th year. It's really hard to believe that 15 years have gone by and they've just flown by. The level of support, enthusiasm, and I tell you what, those amazing films from all over the world, that's what makes the time go by so quickly. We just learn so much each year, and we're glad to share all of that great filmmaking and storytelling from across the world.
That's awesome, Frank. So when does the CLIF premiere? When are the movies available for viewing?
Well, because November is Labor Film Month, you know how I know that is we decided it was Labor Film Month. And every November, we show films across Canada. We open up the festival in about February, late January. We solicit films from all over the world through an online portal. For a couple of months, then the board of directors sits together, chooses some of, we rate the films, and based on the ratings, we make our final selections. And slowly we put together packages, and then we tell everybody out there that films are ready to be screened. What that means is that if you're in Calgary or in Penticton or in St. John, New Brunswick, or on a boat somewhere in the middle of the St. Lawrence, you can watch movies online on any device that you have as long as you have some kind of an internet or cell signal. So you can watch films, but as a coordinator, so any of the three here can select packages of films. You can organize a screening through our online portal, which is called Eventive. And you can set your lineup for the films with a time and a date, and then you can invite anyone you want, and you can either watch it together or just watch it on your own and then come together and hopefully even discuss the issues around the films. And here's the crown on the festival. As a coordinator who coordinates your own screening, you will pay exactly nothing. It is free now. It is free for all time. We absorb the costs because we get donations from unions and labor-friendly people. We solicit donations, we get them, and we pay all of the expenses towards the screenings of the films so that no one has any barrier, financial or hopefully otherwise, to watching these amazing stories of workers, their struggles, but also of their victories.
Frank, that's incredible.
Some great information.
And if you'd like to go and see what our lineup is, and hopefully you will volunteer to coordinate a screening, or you could sign up to somebody else's screening as well, go to laborfilms.ca. That's labor with a U in it, or as we like to say, you are the U in labor, laborfilms.ca. Take a look at our films, take a look at our packages, And there is a Google form on there that you could sign up to become a location coordinator. Even if you're not sure that you want to be one, why don't you fill it out, put in a comment that you're not really sure and you'd like someone to contact you or you'd like to speak to someone, and we'd gladly do that. We just think that the stories are so amazing, so great, so inspiring that they need to be shared, and I think that they should be shared.
That sounds like quite the endeavor, Frank. Being based out of Toronto, also known as the center of the universe, are you part of the Bills Mafia or do you have another favorite NFL team?
I tell you, I grew up in Montreal, so I have two kind of sort of favorite teams, and that's close to where I lived. It's New England and Buffalo. But the last few years, I will say my favorite, bar none, is Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes, Kansas City, Kelsey, and well, these days, Taylor Swift as well. So we hear.
It's unfortunate that you gave up on the Pats.
Well, you know, it was the owner and his closeness to a certain Donald Trump that really turned me off the Pats.
Oh, that's understandable. We are running a pool through Office Pools, and we'll be donating a portion of the proceeds to the Guide Dogs of America. Each week, put our NFL knowledge to the test. We'll pick in games on a rotation, and this week, Keith has got the first four games, followed by Frank, myself, and closing out the slate will be Kevin.
First game of the week I've got is Detroit at 0.5 against Green Bay Packers. Both teams are 2-1, first place on the line in the NFC North. The Lions' offense, they're seventh in the league in passing. Jordan Love has 7 touchdowns so far this year with 1 interception. We got Aaron Jones injured. You know, I believe Detroit will cover on the road. Next game is Atlanta and Jacksonville. Jacksonville's favored by 2.5. Jacksonville has underperformed so far this year. There was high expectations in Jacksonville. This game is going to be played in London, and those games in London are relatively tight. I don't know if it's the travel over there, but I don't remember any blowouts in any of those games. Jacksonville has failed to cover, you know, the spread in the last 5 games versus Atlanta, and has only won 3 out of 8 all time against the Falcons. I believe Jacksonville will rebound this week and they will cover the 2.5. Next game I got is probably the game of the year so far. Miami against Buffalo. Buffalo's favored by 2.5. You know, living in the Toronto area, I almost have to be Bills Mafia in this one. I got to say that the Miami offense through the first few weeks of the season has looked elite. You know, Tua doesn't get the respect I think he deserves in a lot of the conversation. There's a lot of that conversation around, you know, the concussions that he had. Tyreek Hill is probably, you know, the best receiver in the league at the moment. But in saying that, you know, Buffalo is sort of a hard place to win. So I'm going to take Buffalo at -2.5. Last game of the week I got is Denver at Chicago. Denver's favored by 2.5. There's some major problems on that Denver team. You know, I don't know if it's, you know, comes down to Russell Wilson or what it is, but, you know, I watched some of the game, caught most of the highlights. The thing I didn't like is that any team that I've ever played on, anybody that's beaten us, nobody's laying 70 on us without there being, you know, some sort of reaction. I think the odds makers may be looking at Denver on the rebound here because they'd be mad and embarrassed about what happened last week. But I think that there's fundamentally something wrong with the team. So for that reason, I'm going to take Chicago to cover at +2.5.
Up next is Frank.
I'm not going to go into as deep an analysis as Keith and probably the other two here will go into. Full disclosure, I'm not a huge NFL fan. I don't follow it that slavishly, except, you know, for the highlight games and whenever Kansas City plays. But I will say that although I picked what the odds makers have picked, I have one small caveat, which I'll talk about. So I picked New Orleans, I picked Baltimore, I picked Cincinnati. Let me just explain that. New Orleans against Tampa Bay, Baltimore against Cleveland, Cincinnati against Tennessee, and I picked the Rams to beat Indianapolis. The one caveat that I don't know, I just got this tingling feeling that although I picked Baltimore to beat Cleveland, I think Cleveland is going to win that game. And for some reason, and I don't know why exactly, Cleveland seems mad enough to beat a really excellent Baltimore team with an excellent quarterback. Just got that feeling. I hope I'm wrong because I want to win this pool, or at least this week. But let's see how it goes. I did enjoy being part of the pool only because it forced me to follow the games a little bit further, more closely than I normally would. When I'm watching an NFL game, I'll go puttering around doing stuff and just kind of listen to background noise and, you know, rush to the TV when there's a touchdown or interception of some big play. Anyway, I'll stop there. And those are my picks. I hope I do well.
All right. Up next is myself. My first game is the Washington Commanders versus the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are favored by 7.5. The Commanders got off to a 2-0 start with wins against the Cards and the Broncos, but ultimately reality kicked in as they got thumped by the Bills in week 3. The Eagles, on the other hand, continue to roll and have moved to 3-0. Sam Howell will once again be in a tough against a more talented roster as the Eagles look to assert their dominance in the NFC East. I am confident in picking the Eagles to cover the 7.5. My second game is the Minnesota Vikings and Carolina Panthers. As I kind of said last week when Minnesota played the Chargers, I can't believe one of these teams is going to go 0-3, but it is the Vikings who are 0-3, along with the Carolina Panthers. I do not see the Vikings going to 0-4. Panthers are in the midst of a reconstruction and have their QB of the present and future in Bryce Young, but I see the Vikes having the edge and coming up with a road win and cover against the Panthers, unless Kirk Cousins says otherwise. My third game is the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Houston Texans, with the Steelers favored by 2.5. The Steelers held off an underperforming Raiders team on Sunday night, while the Texans remain a home underdog even after their dismantling of the favored Jaguars. The Steelers do have a stronger D than the Jags, but CJ Stroud has been great and is living up to his number 2 overall selection. I think both the Texans' D and offense will be able to hold its own against the Steelers, and I'm picking the home team to not only cover, but outright win. My last game is the Las Vegas Raiders at the LA Chargers. Chargers are favored by 5.5. The Chargers came out with the win against the Vikes last week, thanks to a red zone INT by Kirk Cousins. The Raiders, on the other hand, looked dreadful at home against the Steelers. Josh McDaniels is quickly climbing up the ranks of the first head coach to be fired. And with the possible return of Austin Eckler, or even not, I foresee the Chargers piling up the points against the Raiders and having no problem covering the 5.5 at home.
My four games, I got New England at Dallas. It's going to be marking the homecoming for Zeke. It'll be his first appearance since being released. I think Zeke's going to have a big game against his former team. But that being said, I do believe Dallas is going to have the edge on New England. I look at New England not winning in this game at all. I think Dallas was embarrassed by their loss against Arizona. I look at Dak having a bounce back game, even with Zeke running the ball and probably pounding the rock against him. I think Dallas will cover the spread at 7 points. Game number 2, I have Arizona versus San Fran. I mean, San Fran has got to be the number 1 team in the league right now. Their offense looks like they're unstoppable. Their defense is playing well. They didn't have the greatest Thursday night game against the Giants, but they got the job done. I look at Arizona coming off that win against Dallas and you know, maybe running that with a little bit too much of a high on there. And I expect San Fran to cover the point spread of 14. I think they're going to wipe the table with Arizona. I think the offense and defense are just too strong for them. The third game I have is the Kansas City Swifties versus the New York Jets. I thought the Jets were going to do a little bit better against New England last week, especially with the run game that they have with Bryce Hall and Dalvin Cook, but they couldn't do it. And I think Kansas City's defense is proving that, you know, as young as they are, that they're going to be an elite defense this year, probably going to be the top 5 defense. I look at them to keep having a huge game. We know this week's story was all around Taylor Swift going to watch Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce's jersey went up in sales by 400% overnight. And is that going to be a distraction for Kansas City against these Jets? I don't think so. I think Andy Reid, probably, like I said before on one of the other podcasts, I think he's probably one of the best, if not the best coach in the league right now. Kansas City currently favored by 10. I will add, my wife is a Swiftie and she's a Kansas City fan, and she has very mixed emotions on this whole scenario right now. She doesn't want women to get a bad name being football fans, and the Swifties are coming out, and she worries about that. But nonetheless, Kansas City covers the spread, 10 points. The last game I have, Seattle versus the G-Men. Again, can't stand Seattle. Don't like them at all. Their G-Men are currently favored by 1.5. I know this is a primetime game on a Monday night. I don't see how the Giants are favored in this game. I think Seattle, they're getting better week by week. Even though I don't like them, their run game is looking good. Their offense is starting to stride. They're looking to get back a couple defensive pieces this week. there's no way that they don't cover this. There's no way that Seattle doesn't win this game. Seattle's going to win this game outright. I can't believe the Giants are favored by a point and a half. I'm hoping that was a mistake on the website I was looking at, but there's just no way the G-men are winning this game. That's my picks. That's it from us this week. Look for our new podcast around the middle of next week for week 5. Special thanks to communications rep and Cliff founder and champion of our guide dog pools from last week, Frank Septel. Thanks for all you do for working people, Frank. I will give you a shout out, Frank. Every time we need you in District Lodge 140, you're always there to help us with anything that's website communication related, whatever there is. I don't think you get enough credit that you deserve. And I just wanted to share that because you're a phenomenal person for us to go to get help. And I really thank you for everything that you do. I also just want to add, don't forget to go check out laborfilms.ca for Frank. If anybody can go out and help out with some of that stuff, that would be huge. Just check it out, have a look, and see what you can get from there. And if you're interested in joining our office pools, information can be found at Takeoff and Touchdowns NFL Pick'em Pools Facebook page. It's still not too late to join, and proceeds are going to a great cause, and there are weekly prizes and office bragging rights.
With everything pool related, please play responsibly. We are in no way experts. Please don't take our picks to the bank.
If you're interested in joining the IAMAW, you can contact us through www.iamaw.ca. If you're interested in making a difference in someone's life, you can donate to the Guide Dogs of America. It's up on our Facebook page or through their website at www.guidedogsofamerica.org. Top right-hand corner of the website is the donation tab.
Special shout out to G. Smith for our music today. Thanks for the download and thanks for listening. Thanks for being part of Takeoffs and Touchdowns Nation. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we hope you'll come back for week 5. Be kind and be safe. So what's up?